Everybody knows about arrays. Every language supports them. And an array is nothing more than a sequence of objects of the same type. Of course, they're always fixed length, but it doesn't matter what type they are. And as we'll see, we can have arrays not only of built-in types, but we can have arrays of structures and arrays of arrays. The nice thing about arrays, of course, is that it gives you random access. You can get right to a particular element whenever you need to. In C, array indexing starts at 0 instead of 1 like some languages do, so you need to keep that in mind. However, there's a very nice idiom that goes along with this indexing scheme. If you have a variable, call it n, say, and if you start it at 0, n represents the number of elements already in the array, and at the same time it represents the next open position. And so this indexing at 0 is a pretty nice thing. You can have the same value, a double, for both of those features. So the last element, of course, in an array is element sub n minus 1.